Allora, buonasera professor Pacini, buonasera professor Dugin, buonasera cari colleghi. I think today the Ukrainian conflict is a factor of dissolution of the unipolar world. The world changes, it changes quickly. Changes before everyone's eyes and is getting faster and faster. We leave behind an unipolar world led by the United States, whereas a military and economic and cultural power, in this case as an exporter of cultural models, it could roam across continent to impose its directives through strategic international policies of either blackmail or force. Now, a multipolar world is forming and structuring before us. The BRICS are made of five powerful nations. Since its conception, it has now morphed into a giant magnet, drawing those nations to itself, which aspire for a peaceful world, run with principle for mutual cooperation and above all, of respect instead of threats and diktats for execution. The core principles of BRICS are drawn a long list of nations that now wish to join the BRICS. If this path continues, and I am convinced that it will, it is not hard to imagine a stupendous shifts in the geopolitical and economic realms in the coming years. This shift from the Western central control system to a more decentralized world, as portrayed by the integration of nations in BRICS, is perceived as a direct and obvious threat to the West. A world awaits us, which does not aim to destroy the USA, but to reduce its power by promoting placing other powers, other countries or group of countries such as the BRICS on equal footing on the global stage. The conflict in Ukraine, which I remember began in 2014, is not only the result of this change, of this paradigm shift, but today, we can say, it has also become the strong catalyst of this change. This conflict only on the surface is a conflict between Russia and Ukraine. In fact, this is a conflict of the West throughout its military arm, NATO, against the Russian on the territory of Ukraine. Ukraine is the means, not the purpose, for the Western game. Ukraine and Russia have always been linked by many identity ties, cultural, linguistic, religious. The people of the two countries are also linked by a dense and intricate network of individual family ties. This war, born in 2013, through the Western-inspired coup d'etat, through the so-called Euromaidan uprising, to create an anti-Russian on Russia's borders and to detach Ukraine from Russia's area of influence. The idea and the presupposition of this action, of this coup d'etat, were certainly those of preventing or at least damaging Russian, which was reborn as a global and hegemonic superpower after the collapse of the Soviet Union. The USA couldn't allow it. An emerging and powerful Russian would have dented their world leadership. However, before our eyes, we observed the paradoxical result of this conflict. I repeat, conceived and planned by the West, which aimed to use Ukraine as a hammer against Russia. If the initial intention of the USA were to defeat or at least contain and resize Russia in order to continue to act as only the only power, world power, on the contrary, now we see that Russia is getting stronger and that a new multipolar world order is emerging and taking shape. This war is only hurrying the decline of the West. What is the European Union doing? In fact, the European Union has fully embraced US policies. It is by now clearly an economic dwarf. It is an institution engaged in policies to promise its people to future and lasting and increasing inflation and ever higher living costs, which will assuredly lead to a future of poverty. In addition to this, the European Union has shown that it is also a military dwarf in the sense of not possessing any type of political subjectivity and vision of international relations that place European interests at the center, but only blind and unconditional obedience to diktat of the Anglo-American axis. From a military point of view, in fact, Europe is NATO, which is a military extension of the USA, and which for this very reason will only serve US military plans. The European Union has been reduced to a euro federal apparatus in the end of the technocrats, now despised and hated by the majority of its citizen subjects. Probably, if the European Union were to lose the geopolitical game with Russia, which is now being played in Ukraine, it will face a collapse similar to the one that engulfed the Warsaw Pact countries 3 decades ago. From here, we understand the tenacity with which the leaders of the European Union support Ukraine in all-out war, more and more aid, more and more weapons, not to any peace negotiation, but all-out war to the last Ukrainian. It doesn't matter if Ukraine will come out totally destroyed. It doesn't matter if many more young Ukrainians will have to die. The European Union does not want and cannot stop this war. Its interests are totally subordinated to US interests. The interests of the USA don't correspond to the interest of the European Union, but are only functional to the power of the US itself. So, in conclusion, today, those who are in Europe have a position of skepticism toward the European Union. Those who today are fighting the supranational powers that are ruining our country. Those who today in Europe believe and still aspire to the return of sovereignty of individual state, they cannot be equidistant or indifferent to outcome to the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. If NATO, with its massive support for Ukraine, emerges politically defeated from this conflict, then the ties bind Europe to the USA will significantly weaken. This result will inevitably mark the decline of the Western Bloc as the only world power, definitively opening the world to a new multipolar order. Grazie a tutti per la vostra gentile attenzione, cari amici e colleghi.